Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, friends. It's been quite a while since I shared a personal reflection on here. I'm Kaylin Butine, the host of the Artist Mother Podcast. I'm an artist who lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in the Midwest, and I am feeling especially reflective and really grateful to be wrapping up another year as an artist. I'm certainly experiencing some burnout. December was a bit of a struggle, a juggle, with many, many balls in the air, but I can't help but find myself in moments of pause, looking back and trying to remember all that happened in 2024. And as I was doing that, I thought it would just be fun to make a list of kind of some random superlatives, some things that felt like the best experiences or were memorable in other ways from this past year. And as I was writing this list out, I realized that it would make for a pretty fun episode to reflect and share with all of you. I thought it might inspire some of your own reflection. So here goes. Here are my 12 random art-related or art-adjacent superlatives of 2024. So number one, the best exhibition I saw this year was hands down Unravel at the Barbican in London. Kind of random, but I was fortunate enough to spend 5 days in London by myself this year, back in March. I was by myself as in I actually was rooming with my husband, my partner, who is a college professor, but he was leading a group of students on a course in the London area. And so I asked John if I could book my own flight and bunk up in his room and go do art things. And it worked out really well. We were able to meet up and go to some fun dinners and things after he was done with his students for a couple days. But otherwise, I was on my own in London and just had the best time seeing so much good art. But I felt really fortunate to get to pop into Unravel. I was just so happy that this major textile exhibition was happening while I was in London. This group show featured over 50 international intergenerational artists, all who use textiles. There were, you know, just incredible themes relayed throughout the work, themes of resistance, of survival, of power, of feminism, of race, just so much good stuff. Some of my favorite textile artists, including Cecilia Vicuña, Faith Ringgold, Louise Bourgeois, Sheila Hicks, had work in the show. And a few favorites that I didn't know were favorites. I didn't know that Tracy Emin had large quilts, and there were two featured in this show that had the most stunning symbolism and text, you know, pieced within. I probably spent 4 hours walking through that exhibition, and it was just hands down the best exhibition I saw this year, and will probably go in my top 10 of my lifetime, I think, because this work was just so powerful, and my experience of getting to be alone in London, you know, at the time that this exhibition was happening, just was wonderful and a great way to kind of start off my art year. All right, number two in my random list of best and or weird things to honor in 2024 that are art adjacent. My best art moment with my partner, so speaking of, you know, traveling and being in London, John and I actually got the chance to go to Nashville in February. So this was before our London trip, but we drove down to Nashville because my friend Lisa Alberts had a show at Coop Gallery. And my family, my parents and my sister live in Tennessee. And so we were able to drop our kids off. They got to spend a couple days with their grandparents. And John and I actually went to Nashville, booked a hotel, just the two of us. And we had a wonderful time enjoying art with some friends. And I wanted to, you know, just shout out this random meetup with friends, Lisa and Aaron, because Lisa had a show there, but it just turned into a great little weekend. John and I actually saw Latoya Hobbs' show at the Frist. Latoya was interviewed on episode 112 of the podcast. She's an incredible contemporary printmaker, and it was really a show all about being an artist mother, so that was incredible. Also saw some old friends, old Tennessee buds in some other local galleries, including at Red Arrow Gallery. Emily Weiner had a great show happening there. Emily was featured on episode 150 of the podcast. So it was just a lovely little weekend packed full of adult time and art time. And it is my best art moment with my partner of 2024. Okay, number three, my favorite podcast of the year. I wanted to give a big shout out to the podcast Off the Grid, which is a podcast for small business owners who want to leave social media without losing all of their clients. And it is hosted by Amelia Ruby. I love this podcast so much. I have listened to every episode this year and all of the back episodes. And it just has really introduced me to some other great people, some folks who are really, you know, leading and living out their values and just trying to remove themselves from the capitalist hustle, particularly the one that is the engine, you know, that we are all stuck in, that is social media. So favorite podcast of the year, Off the Grid. Check it out if you're interested in any of those themes. And I wanted to give an honorable mention to a podcast that I just came across in the last month called Common Shapes. It's a podcast by Cody Cook Parrott. And Cody talks a lot about similar themes, how to run a business and be an artist off social media. But they talk a bit more holistically about practices, systems, rituals, being a creative, being a person who has a diverse range of income that's all kind of related to the arts. So honorable mention for favorite podcast of the year goes to Common Shapes. Okay, number four is the best last-minute project I completed. My business partner, Jamie Smith, and I, we've, for the last 3 years, run a virtual network for artists called the Thrive Together Network. And Jamie and I are big into planning, helping artists plan, helping artists get organized. And kind of at the last minute this year, Jamie and I took all of the content that we had been sharing with our community over the past few years, and we turned it into a weekly studio planner and art career support book for artists. This is basically an undated planner that you can use in the course of a yearly cycle. You can buy it anytime and start into it anytime, but it has just like a ton of, you know, activities in it. It has all sorts of things like how to organize your goals, reflecting on your journey, writing your artist statement, tips for like networking and thinking through what you value as an artist. It has all of those activities in a workbook, but then it also has calendar spreads, weekly spreads that you can use in the studio. So it's just kind of an all-in-one tool for artists to use as they are reflecting on like what they're making, as they're planning their journey for the year ahead. And it's all undated. So the last minute part of it was kind of making a decision to make it undated and to make it basically purchasable at any time for anybody. So check it out. It's available on Amazon. You can just download it and have it directly printed and shipped to you. I will link to it in the show notes, but the Artist Map, weekly studio planner and career support was the best last-minute project I completed in 2024. And that really helps me piggyback onto number five, which is my favorite thing that I let go of in 2024 was the Thrive Together Network. So many of you know my business partner, Jamie Smith, and I, we made the decision to close our virtual network for artists, the Thrive Together Network. We announced this closing in October and shut down the network at the end of December. It was really bittersweet to make this decision, as you know, there just are so many artists that are special to me, artists that I know because of that network, artists that I've watched grow and have been in touch with and worked on projects with, and just a beautiful, beautiful place was that virtual community, and it will continue to go on, and those connections have been made and they will continue to be made and, you know, live on in the future. But Jamie and I really knew it was the right time for us to step back, to stop our leadership, and to close that space. You know, the last thing either of us wanted was to continue doing something that just didn't fit our values anymore. And we loved the space, but we were both feeling called to focus more on our own personal art practices, focus more on our families, and just not have that, you know, that part of our business continue. So it was a really hard decision, but it does make my number five, my favorite thing I let go of in 2024, the Thrive Together Network. Okay, number six was my most surprising reminder for 2024, and that is how much I love curating. I had really forgotten this, and it was so surprising for me to get back into the practice of curating and jurying shows. If you didn't know, in June, I started an artist gallery, a project space that I co-curate with my friend, Dana Caldera, who is an artist who moved to Fort Wayne recently from Houston, Texas. And Dana and I have been just so happy with opening this space together and getting to curate shows and provide it as an exhibition space for artists, both for the large networks that we both have and know of artists across the country and the world. But then, you know, we're really excited about the idea of bringing incredible art to Fort Wayne and making contemporary art accessible for our community here. So it kind of kills two birds with one stone. One opening in particular that I just want to give a shout out to was in September. We had a mostly photo-based exhibition. It was titled None Exactly Like This. Really, it was Dana's show. She curated most of it, and I was kind of a supporting curator. But I just felt so jazzed about this show, and it really reignited my love for curating. It was the first show that we curated together in the space, and every show after that has just felt like such a pleasure and a gift. We also had our Kinhouse annual open call show. We've had some other open calls that we got to jury, and many of you heard we did an open call for artist mothers called Double Duty, and we can't wait to share the two artists that we selected through that jurying process. Also, this past winter, I was invited to jury an open call that will happen in April in Brooklyn, New York, called Those Who Tend. That was a partnership with the Visionary Arts Collective. And yeah, I'm just feeling especially excited about these curatorial opportunities that have come my way, both through renting and turning a space into a gallery myself, and then also through some invitations. So you can check out more of what we've been doing at Kinhouse, which is the name of my gallery in Fort Wayne, at kinhouseart.com/calls. That's where you can see what open calls we have and some other work, or some other places that you can submit your work with us. So we'd love to have you check out what we're doing, see some of our past exhibitions, and possibly share your work with us in an upcoming call. Okay, this isn't art related, but I really wanted to include it because I just cannot reflect on this year and not think about this memory. So number seven is my best family moment. And that is a trip that my three kids and partner and I took to Italy and Switzerland this past summer. So we traveled internationally for the first time, taking our three kids to Europe. And it was really, I mean, it was honestly the most magical 3 weeks of my life. Like, just, it was the best trip. John and I went to Italy on our honeymoon. And what was really sweet and special about this trip was that the day that we left for the trip, for this year's trip, was 15 years to the day after we got married. And we went to Italy on our honeymoon. And so it was just really special, kind of a full circle moment to come back to Italy 15 years later with our three kids. We spent 7 days exploring Switzerland by train. And then we spent about 2 weeks in Italy. And just some major highlights were, you know, kind of the off the beaten path things that we did. Of course, our absolute favorite place that we went to in central Switzerland was the little mountain town of Wengen in the Bernese Overland area. We stayed at this incredible hotel called the Maya Caprice that had a balcony view like off our room that was just stunning. I have to put a picture of it in the show notes because I just think it was the world's best view. I've never been anywhere that looked like this with the Alps, like just out our door. It was incredible. Another highlight for me was when we were in Italy, my daughter and I took a little day trip down to visit my art buddy and friend, Barbara Campbell Thomas, who was in Florence at the same time as us. She was there facilitating a college course. And so my daughter River and I got to spend the day with Barbara. We went to the Uffizi Gallery. We saw so much good art. It was just a magical day. And then the third thing that I want to highlight was that we went to the Dolomite area of northern Italy. If you look at a map of Italy, it's kind of in the northeast quadrant and the region of South Tyrol. We spent some time there. We were in and around the city of Bolzano, and I got to check off a bucket list item in that we hiked Sacheta, which was just incredible. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, please go look up this area and consider traveling there. It was just a dream place, a dream corner of the world, and I want to go back so bad. Okay, sorry, just had to share. It was just one of the best things I've ever done, this family trip, and I can't wait for us to save all of our pennies again for several years so we can make a trip like that happen again. All right, number 8 for my list, my favorite art that I made in 2024 were two paintings that I had in a show in September at Peep Space in Tarrytown, New York. Shout out to Monica Currier for curating and working with me on this show. I just really liked the two paintings that I made for that show, and I feel really proud of them. And secondly, I made two hand-quilted flags in a collaborative project with three dear art friends, Cassie Arnold, Lisa Alberts, and Stephanie Zito. The three of us spent 2024 making flags and sharing about our vulnerabilities in a collaborative project. And we then exhibited those flags in Texas at the end of the year. I would love for you to check out more of that project. You can do so on Instagram at hang.loose.flags, and I'll link it in the show notes. And speaking of those three great art friends, Cassie, Lisa, and Steph, we had two shows together this year. So it was a big year of focusing on group shows and working together in collaboration. And thinking of them, I was reminded of number 9 in my superlative list, my favorite artist mother moment of the year. That was actually at our exhibition in ArtLink in Fort Wayne in September. Our show was titled The One in the Many. And since This show was in town. It was in my local contemporary gallery. So my partner John and my kids were at the show at the opening. And while, you know, my artist friends and I were there and my family was there, I just had a really proud artist mother moment watching my kids kind of walk around, engage with the art, ask, you know, my friends questions about their work, and just have generally a good time at the opening. There were still a few, you know, moments where I gave some side eye to my kids and they were doing some mumbles and grumbles and stuff. But I just felt like especially my 8-year-old and my 12-year-old really shined in that moment. And I could just tell that they were really proud of me and they were interested in the work. And that was my best or my favorite artist mother moment of 2024. Okay. Also, same idea, I guess, same thread with my three fiber friends. My number 10 on my list, the best way to wind down after an exhibition. Those three friends and I, we had a second show in Denton, Texas in November this past year, and we spent a couple days at a friend's house, and they had a hot tub. And after our opening, on the night of the opening, the four of us got in that hot tub. We had a couple glasses of wine. We had some nibbles and we just wound down together. We talked about how, you know, we felt the opening went. We just had some great conversations about what we want to do next with our work and what our dreams are. And it was just the absolute best way to wind down after an exhibition. I don't know if I'll ever get that moment again, getting, you know, to relax in a hot tub with friends right after an opening. It just seemed pretty dreamy now that I'm sharing about it, but it was certainly my best moment and my best way to wind down. And I would recommend it if you could ever make all that line up to happen. Okay, number 11 in my superlative list for 2024. I thought of my favorite work-related thing that feels the least like work, and that has been setting up the Kinhouse Artist Residency. So if you don't know, my family and I are just really happy to be turning a little house in our neighborhood into an artist residency program where artists are going to come work, they're going to get to connect with us, do a studio visit with me, and stay for either a week-long stay or artists can book up to 2 weeks to come stay with us. It's technically been work to set up this house. We've been doing lots of projects. I've been painting, picking out furniture, thrifting odds and ends, really trying to think through what would make for a great place for artists to stay, what kinds of things artists would want, you know, to nourish their experience and to help them feel like comfortable and inspired. So it's been work, but it has been so fun, and it has felt the least like work out of anything that I've been doing this year. I really just can't wait for artists to start coming. Our first artists arrive in January, at the beginning of January, and pretty much every week after that through August is currently booked. We still have like 4 or 5 weeks open, and you're welcome to check out the residency program and see if coming and spending a week or two in Fort Wayne would be a good fit for you. I would love to get to meet you and or your family. It's a family-friendly residency. You're staying in a 3-bedroom house. There's 2 studios, a detached garage studio and a basement studio. So you could bring your family, or you can also come with a couple artist friends, and, you know, there's 3 bedrooms, so 1, 2, or 3 artists. It would just make a great space for you to come with a little group of artists, too. You can check out more at kinhouseart.com/residency, and I would love if you'd consider joining me in Fort Wayne in 2025. It's just been a real gift to work on this residency project and to envision and dream about all the artists that we're going to welcome to Fort Wayne. I can't wait. Okay, number 12 on my list. This is my ball that I dropped that I'm most excited to pick back up again. I didn't know how to word that one better, but I just, it was something that the last month or two, I've been feeling so reinvigorated by this practice, and that is restarting my newsletter. I know that sounds kind of dorky and crazy, but really it's come at a time of year where I've just been doing a lot of self-reflection. And for a year or two now, I've really been struggling with my relationship with social media and considering getting off of it. You know, I've done so much work like building virtual artist community. And I think all of that output has taken a toll on my own ability to write and reflect and, you know, slow down and think through my own, you know, ideas and thoughts as an artist. So since I've started to transition away from building the virtual community and I've been taking a lot of like time off of social media, it's really reinvigorated, my writing practice and my research and reflection practice as an artist. And I've been channeling that into, you know, some drafts of my newsletter. I've just been thinking of ways that I want to share parts of my art practice with others, but doing it in a way that it becomes like this record of my practice and really in a way where I'm using it as a research tool for myself. So restarting my newsletter, Pillars of a Practice, it's just been kind of the thing the last few months that I've been so excited to get back into. And I'm, you know, not totally sure what releasing or publishing my newsletter is going to look like in 2025. I'm not going to like put a formula on it right now. I just want it to be in this place of like something that I'm excited about, something that I'm using to support my art practice. And I did want to share that it's called Pillars of a Practice because I have four things that I've identified that are kind of my pillars, you know, the four themes that I focus on in my work. The four themes are textiles, painting, community, and care. And so I'm just going to use that idea, the four pillars, as my structure for writing newsletters in 2025. I'll be sharing bits of reflections related to textiles, to painting, to community, and care. And I'd love to connect with you, whether you are already on Substack writing as an artist, or you're, you know, just an artist who loves to read other artists' Substacks. You can find me at kaylinbutine.substack.com. And of course, I'll link to the show notes. Okay, that was a really random list, but it was so fun to reflect on, just to go through my calendar, to flip back through photos and think through, like, what are these memorable things, my best of, my, you know, kind of things that just felt so monumental to me. It really was a great artist year for me, even though it wasn't a great artist year in the way that maybe I would have thought a great year would look like. Like, I didn't have a solo show. I didn't get like recognition that I would have wanted maybe, or I don't know, those kind of like classic things that you would say, wow, that was a great year. I didn't make like a ton of money from being an artist or make a lot of sales, but dang, did I have a great year or what? I mean, I just felt an embarrassment of riches, you know, writing out that list and sharing and reflecting with all of you. So I hope that you can do a little bit of pausing and reflecting in a similar way, either at the end of 2024 or early 2025, whenever you're listening to this. I hope you have fun looking back and remembering some of your great art moments from the past year. And here's to a beautiful new year ahead for all of us. You can expect more Artist Mother podcast episodes in 2025. And I look forward to connecting with you as you listen and as we share together in artist community. Thanks for listening.
The Artist Mother podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.